Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Mark chapter 15, verses 42 through 47, just a short little passage. And here we see Joseph of Arimathea approaching Pilate and asking to remove the body of Jesus from the cross. He arranges to have Jesus buried in a tomb, and two women watch and see where Jesus' body is placed. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is prayer. So let's begin. Mark chapter 15, beginning at verse 42. It was toward the evening when Joseph of Arimathea arrived. He was a respected member of the council, who was waiting for the coming of the kingdom of God. It was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So Joseph went boldly into the presence of Pilate and asked him for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that Jesus was already dead, and he called the army officer and asked him if Jesus had been dead a long time. After hearing the officer's report, Pilate told Joseph that he could have the body. Joseph bought a linen sheet and took the body down, wrapped it in the sheet, and placed it in a tomb which had been dug out of solid rock. He then rolled a large stone across the entrance to the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, were watching, and they saw where the body of Jesus was placed. And today's key verse is Mark chapter 15, verse 43. Joseph went boldly into the presence of Pilate and asked him for the body of Jesus. You know, it's interesting, as the Jews were so hated by the Romans and were under the thumbs of the Romans, that we see this statement that Joseph just boldly walks in on Pilate and, you know, asks for the body of Jesus. And I begin to wonder why. Why would he have this boldness? And of course, as we have learned, is that Joseph of Arimathea was, according to tradition, the uncle of Jesus. And he was a tin merchant. And the tin was very important to the Roman Empire, because you go ahead and combine tin with copper and you have brass, which of course was the basis of all of Rome's terrible weaponry. And so this shows us that, you know, our lives are being prepared by God for a purpose. I believe that Joseph was led by God to develop this tin trade, to establish these kind of relationships with the leadership of Rome, so that at this very moment he could just walk right into Pilate's office and say, "Hey, I want the body of Jesus." And he was allowed to enter. Nobody stopped him. And he was given great consideration by Pilate and given the body of Jesus. So just remember that our lives are not an accident, that God has been taking every incident in our lives and using it to shape us for a unique purpose. And maybe it is for us to one day stand boldly before someone in authority and make a demand for Christ. Let's pray. Your kingdom come, O Lord, I love you, Lord Jesus, and I promise to serve you always. Amen. Well, our short little time together has come to an end, beloved. Join us tomorrow when we'll be in Mark chapter 16, 1 through 20, where Jesus is raised to life. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.